Gabbin Rabbit, you all. This is the Laughing Buddha, and you are listening to another exciting episode of the Scooter Diaries podcast. Welcome aboard. How have you been? Did you say rabbit, rabbit? It is the first of the month, and just like the big fatty says, we could all use a little luck. I'm sure I'm not the only one who could use a little bit more luck. So I hope you said rabbit, rabbit on this first day of the month.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I'm not the only one who could use a little bit more of a big fatty.
Rabbit, rabbit. Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the fat one, and this is episode 4777. The BFO for Monday, the 1st of June, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. I'm going to tell you all about the weekend and some big doings, Big Fatty! Peter's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're repeaters today because y'all are going to try a little experiment during the month of June. And y'all, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a new little show that comes out on Sunday. And y'all, it's just going to be Gail and King and their nonsense putting out a little show, kind of recapping the previous week. So y'all, it's you listen Monday through Friday to the little show, and then of course Saturday is the Ruination the Early Years, and y'all, Sunday will be just a recap of what you heard Monday through Friday, and you know, it's just always fun to see how they fuck it up. Yes, Big Fatty, is it going to be called Gail and King Fuck It Up? No, but that could be the tagline. Yes, Big Fatty, I think that's just lovely. So y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the Faux Right little show. Y'all, you know, Peter Potamus and Eric, they were in town. Y'all, Thursday, they went to the beach. And, of course, Big Fatty absolutely did not go. And so, anyway, y'all... Peter Potamus, they had stopped at the Buc-ee's. They stopped at the Buc-ee's on the way to Charleston. And y'all, they had gotten me a bag. Yes, Big Fatty, it sounds like Ruination is repeating on you now. Well, it does sound a little... Y'all, I'll tell you more about that in a minute. And they had gotten me some Beaver Nuggets. Oh, Big Fatty, I know Miss Beaver loves the fact that you have had her nuggets in your mouth. Well, you know, Miss Beaver probably would enjoy that. Big Fatty, you've made it vulgar. But y'all, I you know, they're like crack. They're like the dope. You start eating one, and y'all, you just can't stop. Yes, Big Fatty. Some people might say it's like the Lay's potato chips. You can't eat just one. No, well, you can't eat only one of Miss Beaver's nuggets. I ate too many of them, and when I got back from the beach, they had said, "Well, are you interested in joining us for supper?" And y'all, being, you know, upfront and honest, I said, "I've eaten so many of Miss Beaver's nuggets that I don't really want anything to eat." So y'all, they understood. They said, "Well, we'd like to stop by after we get a bite to eat." I said, "Thank you for calling." And y'all, so they went to y'all at Charleston Delicacy. Y'all, you can't get this anywhere. Y'all, they went to a place called the Five Guys, and they had a hamburger. And I guess they got the French fried potatoes, but y'all, they're known for their French fried potatoes. But y'all, you can't just get that anywhere. No, Big Fatty. So they came by the villa after their supper, and I guess they were, y'all, they, poor Eric, he had become a little more lobster-esque. Oh, yes, Big Fatty had a little color. He did, and he was especially tender on the outside of his upper right arm and upper left arm. And you could just see he'd gotten a lot of sun on his face and all too. And y'all, you know, the sun will just take it out of you. And anyway, y'all, Peterpotamus, when he got here, everywhere he goes, he's got his needles. You know, he made me a pair of very nice socks. And y'all, he's always working on a project. And y'all, he was making me, he says, these are cleaning rags. Either you can use them on your body or you can use them on your pots and pans, but I recommend you clean them real good if you decide to use it on both. y'all, he was making me a set. Let me just see here. I've got it right here. Y'all, I'm going to put a picture of these up on the www. Today, y'all, there is a set of four of these, they're about the size of a pot holder, and one of them's got scrubby little knitting in it, and so the dishy twist is what they call it. And so y'all, he had made, I think, one of them before he got here, and he did the other three while he was visiting Charleston, and y'all just couldn't believe it. But y'all, I tell you, Thursday night, y'all, by the way, neither of them watched the Atlanta Braves, and y'all, I made them watch Wednesday night and Thursday night. And y'all, I think they actually enjoyed some of it. And it was on in the background, didn't have the sound on, kind of like right now. By the way, the Atlanta Braves are getting their ass beat at the moment, but you know, we'll see if they come back. they're only down by one. And anyway, y'all, we had some of the most interesting conversations that evening. I was just enthralled with the topics that came up and what we all talked about and everything. And I will say this, Peterpotamus had some very kind words for Big Fatty. Oh yes, Big Fatty. He says, you know, when I was younger, I was hoping I would meet an older homosexual gentleman who could kind of guide me and show me parts of homosexual life and all this. And he said, and you know, sometimes you have to wait on those kinds of things. And he says, you know, I'm 45. I just turned 45 yesterday, and I that's finally come true. And I said, what do you mean? He says, well, you. And y'all, I'm 25 years older than he is. And y'all, I just thought that was such a kind thing to say. And I really was touched. Oh, Big Fatty, was it inappropriate? No, it was very appropriate. And I just wanted to thank Peter again for such kind comments. But y'all, you could tell Eric was fading fast, as they say. And so they weren't here but about maybe an hour and a half. Oh, Big Fatty. And y'all, by the way, I'll go ahead and tell you what that is. You know, when we went out to supper, on Wednesday night, Peter Potamus had gotten the shrimp and grits, and it had the delicious sauce on it that had the chorizo sausage in it and all this kind of stuff. And I'd gotten a to-go thing of it. Well, y'all, I've just eaten that to-go thing of that sauce along with some grilled chicken and some yellow rice. And y'all, it's yes, Big Fatty, it's repeating on you. It's true indeed. They left, and y'all, I finished watching the ball game, and y'all, I think they won. Let's see, this is Sunday. That was Thursday. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they won Thursday night, and they won and Saturday. And like I say, at the moment, they're getting the ass beat, but that's okay. It's only 2/3 of the game is over. Yes, Big Fatty. And anyway, y'all slept like a baby on Thursday night, got up on fright. Y'all, I had been doing my nipple walking inside because, y'all, it's just the humidity is just, it's just suffocating is what it is. And anyway, by the way, y'all, I'm going to put a picture of the washcloths and the beaver nuggets and plumber's tape that Moose P sent me. All those will go up on the BFO at noon today. Yes, Big Fatty. So you can see all those things. But y'all, getting ready for right at Fatty's, y'all, I had gone to the Sam's Club, and I had gotten boneless chicken bazooms. And y'all, we were going to have for fright at Fatty's, we were going to have a deconstruct. I think I mentioned this, deconstructed wedge solid. We had homemade bacon horseradish dip for the appetizer. We had grilled chicken. We had grilled cone on the cob, and we had yellow rice, and I had some chicken gravy that I served with that, because, you know, Granny likes to have a gravy. And, oh, yes, Big Fatty, Granny loves a gravy. Is that the title of today's little show? I don't know if that's the title or not. And then for the dessert, I was having the banana pudding bar, where you decided on how many vanilla wafers and how many bananas and how much pudding and how much whipped cream you wanted. So it was a personalized banana pudding bar, which would not go over with Brian in the Bury, because, you know, he has to have the toasted meringue on top, and it's served warm the first time anyway. But everybody arrived, and they were all chitter chatting and everything, and I went out and put the chicken. I'd been marinating it in a lemon pepper marinade. Put the chicken on the grill. Y'all, I like to take my corn on the cob, and you know, I had to cook some bafrin to go on the bacon horseradish dip. And y'all, I just saved the grease and I rolled the cone in that bacon grease before I put it on the grill, so it'll flare up and toast the cone. And anyway, y'all, I was going and checking on all that and everything, and I went out to turn the cone was ready, and I went out to turn the chicken one more time, and I went out there, and y'all, I'd run out of gas. You've never said those words before. I ran out of propane. Oh, that's very different. So, y'all, then I had to come in. I didn't tell a soul. I had to come in, and I got me a glass baking dish, a Pyrex dish, to put the chicken in so I could slide it into the oven to finish the cooking. But, y'all, I took a knife out also. But, y'all, the chicken was cooked. It wasn't pink at all. And so I was saved by that embarrassment, and now I'm just putting it out there in the world, so all the world will know. But anyway, y'all, it was a lovely evening, and I once again slept like a baby on Friday night. Got up on Saturday, y'all. I did just little things around the house, plus I went and got a new container of propane because I needed that so I could burn off the stuff on the grill from the night before. So I got that all done and everything, and then I watched the ball game, and y'all, I cleaned up the guest bedroom. Y'all, it had crap all over the bed for months. For months, I tell you. And because you know, I've got out of town guest coming on Thursday, and so had to make sure that the sheets had not been fouled prior to their arrival. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, because they will be fouled by the time they leave. Well, you know it. And, y'all, it was a quiet evening here in the villa on Saturday night. The ball game was on Big Fox, and so I watched most of it. And, y'all, once again, slept like a baby. Y'all, I got 9 hours and something minutes. It's like 9 hours and 40 minutes of sleep on Saturday night. And then got up on Sunday, had my breakfast, did my puzzles, read the paper. And y'all, I'll have to finish telling you about Sunday on tomorrow's little show. Okay, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday, y'all. June the 1st today, y'all. It's the start of hurricane. It's the start of hurricane season, and y'all, in the Sunday paper, we got our South Kakalaki Hurricane Guide. And y'all, you know, it's just the same old information and everything. But y'all, it's always nice to take a minute and review your emergency plans. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, do you have emergency underpants? Well, I don't have any underpants. Oh, never mind. So there you have it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the spambassador of the BFO, former number one fan, the Laughing Buddha. And Laughing Buddha, what do you have to say about the new upcoming little show?
I'm not the only one who could use a little bit more of the Big Fatty.
Oh, well, I hope that you enjoy it. I'm sure Gail and King will fuck it up.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331.
That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.